Good morning. I think it's time we have a deeper conversation. I think we should have a chat about this 30% tax removal that we've had here in Dubai. And let's see what we can come up with. This is Better Sommelier, a podcast that's been created to become better at what we do as sommeliers. So before we talk about what happened with the 30% tax removal, we need to go a little bit, give a bit of a backstory. At the end of 2022, a couple of things happened, and I think this needs to be highlighted before we can go further. At the end of November 2022, the local actual suppliers, they did a price increase for the first time since 2019. It was a price increase that was between 10 and 19% across the board. This was on all formats, wine, beer, spirits, whatever you want to call it. That was the first step. Second step, now in December, they gave time to the actual trade to actually buy as much as they possibly can to bulk up. And obviously, being the end of the year, also people bought extra stock because they were forecasting a very busy festive season. And that was basically a bulking up of the trade stock that you currently see as well. Obviously, the question is what to do next. Now, take a deep breath, take a step back, take your costing sheet, put everything, all the information that you have on hand from your suppliers, put it in, put the numbers in and have a look what actually it spits you out. Now, we all have owners, we all have financial directors that tells us what to do, or financial managers that tells us what to do, and they give us a budget and they say to you, this is the cost of sales percentage you need to achieve, or a cash margin that you need to achieve as well. But saying that, now, have a look at this and then go, okay, right. Now, if you think about it, there's actually only two outcomes or two things that you can do in the current situation. You have option number one. Option number one is immediately you take your first two lines in your house products or your house beverages and you say, you know what, let me do an initial 10 to 15% drop in that immediately. What that says to the customer is, I care for you, right? And I want to give back to you immediately. The risk is minimal because these are high volume items. These are the things that you will sell immediately and the replacement stock will come in immediately and you will see a return on that much quicker than doing across the board stock price drop as well. Okay, now that's one thing you can do immediately and that will give you immediate action as well, because you will see the guests will go and say, you know what, you're giving me back something and I will support the guys that's giving me back immediately. That's first step. Step two. Now, this is where you can do what they call stepping it up, or you in almost like the McDonald's way, you supersize me. Instead of taking a deduction, okay, or a discount in your pricing, you can actually just level up. You take out the actual bottom end product and you bring the one that's the tier above that down. So you're actually giving a better quality product, but then giving it at a much better price point. So what does that do? That immediately gives you the same revenue. You're not dropping revenue, okay? You're not dropping the top end or the actual revenue that you would have generated, but you are leveling up the quality. Now, that is maybe not a short-term decision to make. That could be a longer term, because it is not something that people will pick up immediately, but it will pick up over time. They will pick something up. Now, this is what the industry wants you to do in the long term. It is a great idea to do, but this you don't have to do at the bottom tier end of your products. Do it at the top end. Do it at the end where the people really see the change when it comes to the pricing effect that you're going to achieve. And then people will realize the quality value for money ratio. And that's where you need to do it as a long-term project. Whatever you decide to do, do it as quickly as you possibly can. This is the time in the market where you, as a sommelier, as an outlet, as a venue, can make very big change very quickly. At this moment, there is very few places that has actually made a decision or has taken a step in a direction of where they get giving something back to the guests. If you are or you want to be a market leader right now in this current market, make a change, do it quickly, and shout about it. Utilize your social media platforms. Utilize the people that are your regulars. Make them realize what you have done and do it quickly. The thing is, the problem is at this moment, there's nobody that's actually championing it. Become the champion. Become a champion. Become a market leader. And this will drive bums in seats. 2023 is going to be a year where you will need to chase bums in seats. It is not going to be about cost of sales percentage. It is not going to be about your average spends. It is going to be getting the market share, getting that bums in seats. Right now is the time to do that. And the easiest, the quickest way is, like I said, step one, make it simple. Do a discount. Do a discount or drop a 10 to 15% on your actual house brands and do it quickly. That can be done very, very quickly. That can be done literally in a couple of days. Step two, do the step up or the leveling up, because that means that you will not lose your revenue. That will not see a price drop in a longer term. And at the same time, this gives you the time now to really go and sit and really look at your wine list and say, you know what? What do I really have? Do I have a wine list that is just ticking all the boxes and selling stuff that I can get anywhere now or anybody is stocking? Or do I have the opportunity to also have a look at what is my way forward with my wine list? Am I doing sustainable wines? Am I looking at biodynamic wines? Am I supporting regenerative farming? Am I looking at people that are doing things ethically? Am I supporting wine farms that are carbon neutral when it comes to their packaging? Because this is going to be things in the future that's going to become much more driven by the consumer. We are at this point right now where we can actually give back to our customers, give back to our supporters, our loyal fans. Give back, guys. Do not take this opportunity lightly. Saying all of that, now is also the time to utilize your social media, your platforms, to be able to tell people what you are doing. Be transparent. Be open. We are going to go into a year where if you are not transparent about what you are doing and you're not sharing the information with people, you're going to get lost. Nobody will notice what you are doing. This is all hard work. We know this. This is all hard work from our side as sommeliers to be able to put these wine lists together, give these people the best offer, give them value for money, give it back. Give it back to your society. Give it back to your community. Give it back to the people that are loyal to you. But then utilize your social media and talk about it. Share the information with each other. Share it with your teams. Share it on social media platforms. Share it in your chat groups. Share it in your groups where you are sharing knowledge when it comes to wine and food and service and all these kind of things. This is what you will need to do best practices going forward. I wish you all the good luck in the world when it comes to this. I want everybody to succeed. I want everybody to sell more wine. Let's do this together. 2023 is the year of selling more wines, getting people to consume better wines, getting people to enjoy more wines. And the only way we can do this is do it together. Let's give back together. Become a better sommelier and let's make a change. Let's make a change this year. If you enjoy what you hear, and you want to be able to follow us and see what we're up to, follow us on Cork It Up Now on Instagram and also on Twitter, Cork It Up Now. And then keep in the loop of what we're up to as the Flight Club DXB, where we do tastings, seminars, workshops, sharing knowledge, paying it forward, making the industry better. Again, let's be a better sommelier.